Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Larry Bluestein. Called him last night. Yep, he's at a high school football game. Our South Florida High School Football Insider. Been doing this longer than any of us that are listening right now have done their job in football. Nobody's done it longer than the Blue Meister, and he joins us this morning. Larry, how you doing, man?
Doing good. Doing good. Football Thursday night. And
What'd you see last night before I jump into this Central Northwestern game?
I saw the team that's going to kind of buzz up on Chaminade over the next couple of years. It's Miami True North Academy, and I will tell you, they are getting better and better. They beat an established Jacksonville University Christian team last night, 28-8. And this is a team to keep an eye on. I will tell you, they already beat Archbishop McCarthy, who beat Norland. Definitely a good way to start things off. Last night, we had a couple of games area-wise. But that was one of those games. Because when playoffs start in the next 5-6 weeks, that True North Academy will be a team that not going to say that they're going to beat Chaminade this year, but they're going to creep up on them slowly and over the next couple of years, just like our good friend Ice Harris, who's now at Matter Academy, and we'll talk about him as well. But you gotta watch out. A lot of these schools just don't want to stand there and let the grass grow under their feet.
They
want to compete, and they're starting to now.
Everybody loves Coach Harris, man. He's one of our old school favorites that we want to keep him around for a long, long time. All right, I think it's maybe the greatest public school rivalry maybe in the country, Northwestern and Central. You start looking 4:30, Traspal. I tease myself with some of the great players that have come out of there for people just listening to us. Central's had like a zillion running backs from Davenport to McGahee, Dalvin and James Cook. Not a bad handoff as far as brothers go. Devontae Freeman. And then you go to Northwestern. And Northwestern, I couldn't even write down the whole list. Teddy B, Amari Cooper, Levante David, who, by the way, is having one of the greatest careers of all time, still in Tampa Bay. Tutu Atwell, Vernon Carey. Tony Martin, Artie Burns, and Cam Kitchens, not a bad old school as well as young guys playing right now in the league, just to give people an idea. I couldn't get to everybody, and I apologize, but just to give everybody an idea. And a lot of those guys, they stay, and if they don't stay, they come to those public schools where a lot of the other kids are going to private schools. Northwestern and Central is staying strong. I can't wait to hear about it. I won't be here obviously tomorrow to see it, but Blue, what do you think? What's your take on what we can expect in that game?
You know what, this is one of you know as well as I do, I mean, this is a team in Miami Central that beat, now remember, they Northwestern hasn't beaten them since 2020, so that's,
wow,
great.
That's weird.
Yeah it is. And last year, if you remember, Northwestern at the end of the year was the darling of everybody. They shut out Jacksonville Reigns. They were the state champions in 4A. But to get there, it took a Central team to have to go on probation and not have to play.
The 19-year-old. That's right. The guy had too many semesters in high school.
Exactly. Yeah, and last year in this game, Northwestern lost to Central. And everybody said, okay, well, that's okay. They're going to play again in round two or three of the state playoffs, and that never happened.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen now is they're going to play again. This is a two, you know, let's look at tomorrow and say, okay, this is a great game, but they're going to play again for real, and the winner of that next game is going to advance the state. But you're not wrong, Joe. This is, you know, you could take all these nationally rated teams and matter days and all that and stuff, but when it comes to the pure public school, I don't think there is a better and there's more productive game than that, than this one. There'll be more year in and year out, you know, talking to Lou Oliver about that. You know, they do their podcast, and we told him this is one of their feature games this week, and he knows, and he's played with and against a lot of the guys that have, you know, Marvin Jones and people that, you know, throughout the years that have played in this game. And this is, if you're a football fan, this is the contest, the hors d'oeuvre for tomorrow night's Florida State Miami game. And that's why they put it at 4:30.
Yeah.
Because obviously you don't want to run away head-to-head with that.
So hey, real quickly, not to cut you off here, but we got to roll. Louis Oliver went to Glade Central, right? If I'm not mistaken. Is he a Glade Central guy too?
Yeah.
God, they were spitting them out there, man. Wow. They put out some great players. All right. Soul Bowl is, man, I remember the days of Dillard and Ely, both good and just jam-packed. And here we are, Dillard 6-0. Ely's got a couple of losses. I just feel like Ely understands how big this game is. It's going to be a good game. Do you think it's got a chance to be a good game?
Yeah, I do. They beat them last year when Dillard was, again, Dillard was a really, really good team last year, and Ely crept up on them and beat them. You know, it's just when you have families that are split and mom went to Ely, dad went to Dillard, and, you know, and you go and this is what it's all about. It's a great Broward Soul Bowl. I guess it's really taken over the Soul Bowl of South Florida now since, you know, Northwestern and Jackson, not so much anymore. So, yeah, this is a really, really good game. Dillard has an opportunity to continue to thrust themselves into the state spotlight. They are rated statewide, you know, for the first time in the top 30, and they should be because they've played a great brand of football. And you talk about players that have come out of those two schools, not dropping any Isaac Bruce's or Lorenzo White's names. And obviously we know Ely with Patrick Peterson and so on and so on. So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, as well as I do, Joe, football, it runs kind of deep in all the bloodlines here in South Florida.
Yeah, no question about it. So, Monarch's been hanging in there, and they played a tough little schedule here early. They've got Chaminade. What do you expect in that? Can Monarch hang with Chaminade, who looks to be picking up their mojo a little bit?
Yeah, well, I think they're going to come out and play well. Like you said, you know, they open up a Jacksonville Bulls, which is a really good team, and then they went and played up in New Jersey against Don Bosco Prep. And then they went up and kind of, you know, got back at Sanford Seminole. So, yeah, they've won 3 games or 3-2, but the 2 losses are to teams that are combined 11-1. So they played well, and you're right about Chaminade. Isn't this the time of year they kind of, like, feel, you know, what's going to go on? They've been to state 8 straight years, which is crazy. They're going for a 9th straight appearance this year. Their schedule started off, you know, they played St. Francis, Baltimore, Maryland. Didn't do so well.
No.
But then they've rebounded over the last couple of weeks, and now they're starting to, you know, put things together. And, you know, they do have – it's one of those schedules that Coach Jones, like, front-ended it, you know, with pretty good teams. You know, American Heritage they played. They played an improving MacArthur. And then they ended with Cardinal Gibbons and St. Thomas Aquinas. So it's, you know, get going into the playoffs, because sometimes – you know, I mean, if you play you know, all your teams at the beginning and then at the end, it's not so much. You don't get that blood flowing for the playoffs.
All right, so American Heritage Plantation came out with a bitch of a schedule. Everybody knows they just loaded it up, and they lose Diabel, which is a huge loss to injury. So they've got Flanagan. I'm just guessing the Flanagans of the world are going, you know what? All of a sudden, this might be the time to get...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
American Heritage Plantation, while they've got some losses, even though that team is still loaded with talent. You expect this to be a close game or no?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I think Flanagan's at home. You know, you had mentioned American Heritage, you know, getting players back slowly but surely. I heard the wide receiver Kit Bennett, who's going to FSU, will be back tonight. They were without Denson last week against Plantation, and certainly, you know, not having Diabelle in it and the lineup, they're, you know, kind of feeling their way offensively. Still good defensive team. And, you know, it's I don't think it's time for them to be concerned, even though for classification 4A, which they're in, is going to be loaded. You know, I mean, you know, Norland has dropped off a little bit locally, but you have Archbishop McCarthy's picked things up. And then statewide, you're looking at St. Augustine, which is a really, really good football team. So, yeah, this is going to be a really good game, entertaining game. I don't think it's a runaway in either direction.
Hey, Blue, not to tease you ahead, but a little Palm Beach talk here for just a second. Atlantic's 5-0 and looking real good, and West Boca has been in a super talented team. I think you still think they're the best team. They're going to play in a few weeks. I would love, if I'm in town, to go to that game on a – If they do that on a Friday night, I would just love to. Are those two best teams in Palm Beach County right now?
Yeah, I do. I think so. They're 1-2, and certainly, and you got to give Atlanta credit because they did lose quite a few players from last year, but they kind of, you know, got their way with New Orleans, and they're setting, you know, the table. They're going to be playing Coconut Creek, and you know, they beat we talked about Ely. They already beat Ely. That's going to be one really, really good game. Got to give our friend, Jack Daniels a shout out. They won last night. They're 5-1 as well. But I think they pull in the third place behind those two teams. But, I can't wait. And our listening audience up in West Palm Beach is loving this, Joe. They really do. They're in the spotlight. They're getting some of that share of what St. Thomas and Northwestern and Central has gotten, you know, over the last, 15 years. So,
yeah, long time.
Hey, I know you're waiting for that top five. I know you.
I got to close it out with the top five. It's no time to worry about hurting anybody's feelings. Who do you like right now from what your eyeballs have seen?
Yeah. St. Thomas, deservingly so. I mean, they're 4-1. They played today, you know, against Hollywood Hills. But then next week they go to London. How about that? That's what a great opportunity for those young men and for the coaches there. So they're number one. Northwestern will stay at number two until tomorrow night. We'll see. Central right behind them at three. I have Chaminade at four. And then Miami Southridge, who gets a chance to complete their game with Christopher Columbus on Monday afternoon. That game has been hanging in the balance for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
So
late third quarter, down 14-7. We're going to find out just how good Southridge is, because I see everybody still predicting they're going to come back in the last minutes of the third and the fourth quarter. Only here with this weather, this crazy ass weather, do we talk about
this.
Right?
It's crazy. I hear you, brother. I hear you. Hey. But that's it. That's the week. And next week, we'll have all the results. And maybe the top five will change over the next couple of weeks. But there's some really good teams. And appreciate it once again.
All right, Blue. Have a good one, brother.
Okay, you too.
You have a good one. You keep working. Take care of yourself, Blue. I can't have you sick, man. It's not good for business having you sick. All right. That was Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.